summer night. I held you close, you and I, under the moon of love. You kissed me, oh so tenderly, and I knew this was love. And as I held you all so close, I knew no one could ever take your place. Oh, one summer night. Summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon of love.
Love.
I'd like to thank you, Mr. DJ, for spinning the record I asked you to play. When my sweetheart heard my plea, she decided to come back to me. We had a quarrel and said so long. Just who was wrong? So I sent my request to you and found she had sent one too. We may have never spoken up, not knowing what to do. One more thing we'd both like to say, because you played our favorite tune, you're invited to our wedding in June.
On a Saturday night at midnight here in New York City on the Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice, in New York City, all requests and dedications tonight on this special edition of Group Harmony Review.
Oh,
to say, to say.
So great from California, circa 1985, when Dave Antrell had written that beauty. Was recorded by Arthur Lee May and a very special backup group. Dave Antrell doing much of the backup work for a variety of artists back then. And that on the Antrell label. Very nice indeed, entitled Moonlight. To cap off that opening set here on the Requests and Dedications edition of Group Harmony Review, we began the show tonight with a timeless classic, continuing in our theme of featuring summer songs each week. The Dan Lears from Brooklyn, 1958, One Summer Night. And then just after that, the opening theme song for Requests and Dedications edition. From 1956 on Deluxe Records, Otis Williams and the Charms, I'd Like to Thank You, Mr. DJ. After that, a few sides from California, 1959, the Marvells on Magnet Records. A very nice tune entitled Did She Leave You? And then just now, staying out on the West Coast with Dave Antrell. Arthur Lee May on lead. on the intro label Moonlight. On WFUV in New York City, and the Antrell's special side went out by request for Conway and Mary Liz. And thank you, Conway, for your nice comments about some of the Dave Antrell material I featured recently, Alice from Above, which was written by Dave for Leon Peels and the Blue Jays and many others. So very happy to feature that for you anytime here on the show. And just ahead of that, the Marvells on Magnet, also a Los Angeles vocal group, and that going out especially to Russ in San Diego, California. And Russ definitely enjoyed the West Coast specials I've done. A lot of people have been asking for another edition of All West Coast, so we'll see with all the special themes I have planned. And we began, as I said, with the Dan Lears from Brooklyn, One Summer Night, and Otis Williams and the Charms. I'd like to thank you, Mr. DJ. I want to thank the folks also who had suggested periodically featuring different summer songs throughout the summer months instead of doing an all-summer special, which is something else I had been thinking about in response to the mail. Thank you this week. I can't believe how quickly the week went by. Thank you for the response to the all-1960s edition of the show. I guess we were up to Volume 5 with that one. The groups who had continued in the 1950s R&B style into the early and mid-1960s while the music here in America was changing, and nice comments about so many of the artists I featured last week, including that Hollywood Flames item on VJ Records, Letter to My Love, an incredible sound. Yeah, just imagine the Hollywood Flames recording for VJ in the early to mid-60s with so many other artists from abroad also recording for VJ at the same time. And tonight, requests and the ongoing summer songs and a nice mix I have planned for you as a result of the listener input will be some great gospel and some a cappella, some dynamite doo-wop, the 1940s blues, pure rhythm and blues vocal groups, R&B, and rock and roll vocal group harmony, and of course a late of the very popular and the very obscure. And as you know, I have no problem featuring the great big hits that were so much a part of our lives back then. And in my opinion, just as we go back to the 40s and pay tribute to the 1940s artists who so very much influenced the development of the 1950s sound, well, in my opinion, the same for the popular vocal group sides, which so very much influenced so much of the development of the obscure and collector sides. I also have an upcoming special theme by request of an all-collectors and oddities show with many obscurities. I did one of those, I guess, within this last year, and going to put together another one of those, The Listener Loves Hearing All the Odd Records, which in many cases, some are very rare, some just relatively unknown. And just a little opening intro to all the great sides I got planned for you tonight. Going to get in as many requests as I can, and definitely we'll have to carry some over. We're going to stay out on the West Coast for these next two items, and this fabulous vocal group from California, by request, especially for Rob of Los Angeles. And Rob helped with some information months back when I played Tabarin by the Tangiers. And he sent in some information about the Tabarin, a place called the Ball Tabarin, where the groups would get together and perform back in the 50s in California, and probably inspired that song. Well, the Tangiers had two releases for Decca Records. Their first version of Tabarin, by the way, was as the Four Flames on Specialty, and then another version, a bit more polished, on Decca in the mid-1950s, I'd say 1956. And they had another release, not often heard, and this is going out especially to Rob out there in California, by the Tangiers, with David Ford and Gaynell Hodge, Jesse Belvin, and Alexander Hodge, on the Decca label, Remember M and Remember E. When you put them together, you remember me. Here on WFUV, on the Group Harmony Review, all requests and dedications tonight from midnight to 2 a.m.
Love you.
Oh,
next year spring will be here, I'll be searching, looking everywhere for my summer love. To the stars that shine above, darling, please, please don't ever say that this love
from here in New York City, Old Town Records, 1954. The Valentines, Richard Barrett and the Valentines, with Summer Love in that summer theme. Throughout the program tonight with requests and dedications. We began from 1956 with the Tangiers, David Ford and Company from California, for Rob of Los Angeles. Remember Me on Decca Records from 1956. Then Staying Out on the West Coast, 1955. The Star Lighters on Combo Records for Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey. And thank you both for the nice comments about the Old 60s show. And another suggestion for a great lady's name there in that the ladies' names feature I did about a month ago. A lot of interesting and more obscure sides had been sent in. Perhaps I'll just feature one or two during the request shows because there are so many other special themes I need to get to over the next few months. But thank you again for the mail and response. Then the classic sound of the Students, My Vow to You. How beautiful is that? Going out especially to Hank, and the very best out to you, Hank, and the family, and thank you for writing. Also, I'd like to send it out to Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Thank you for the mail I got in this week, Joe, and your very nice comments, and glad you've been enjoying the shows. Definitely you enjoyed that South of the Border theme I did a while ago, and also that special you mentioned in your letter will definitely be coming up for you. I still have it on the request list, and thank you for your patience. I wish you the very best, and I thank you for the input into Group Harmony Review. Also, we want to say hi to Doo-Wop Jim, listening down there in Florida, and thank you very much for writing, and also the very best out to Carol, who also enjoyed the ladies' shows I've been doing here on the program. So thank you, Carol, for writing to Group Harmony Review. All right, coming up next, to begin this next set, especially for Don out there in Connecticut. Got a really nice response from some of the listeners to the bass leads and duets show I did a while back. And Don had some interesting comments about bass leads, another great one by Jimmy Ricks. Usually when I'm featuring the Ravens, it is true that normally the leads are for the bass, Jimmy Ricks, and I play a lot of the earlier Ravens material with Mate Marshall. And I got a request from another listener to hear more Joe Van Lone. So I got a Joe Van Lone item coming up a little bit later on in the show. Definitely going to pay tribute to that great artist tonight on the request show. But as I was starting to say, especially for Don in Connecticut, speaking of bass leads, here's one that relatively lesser played. The flip side of this out of Richmond, Virginia, is featured each year during the Christmas edition of the show, featuring Marvin Williams on lead for Marvin and the Chirps on Virginia's Tip Top label. I think Conway would appreciate this as well. But Don asked for the flip side, an unusual version of 16 Tons, the very popular tune 16 Tons. And this features Ellis Johnson on lead, 1955, November of 1955, on Tip Top Records here on Group Harmony Review.
Some people said a man is made out of mud. A poor man is made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A man that's weak in the back, that's strong. You know,
16 tons, what do you get?
You get another viola and you're still in debt. St. Peter,
don't you call me, cause I can go.
I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was Christmas time. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the starboss said, well, bless my soul, you load
16 tons, what do you get?
You get another day older and you're still in debt. St.
Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go.
I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. A fight and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by old mama line. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You know,
16 tons, what do you get?
You get another day older and you're still in debt. St.
Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men did, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load
16 tons, what do you get?
You get another day older and you're still in debt, St. Peter.
Cause
I can go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Company.
Times we are, times we are. I know I've done it before. need you so. Girl, more than you ever know. But I don't want a broken heart just for a fling at romance or no. To take a chance.
Going back to the roots, Sonny Till and the Orioles beginning their recording career in 1948. And that one from 1952 for Jubilee Records. Especially for Jim Coulter. And thank you, Jim, for all the nice words about the show, staying in touch. I don't want to take a chance. Jubilee Records, Sonny Till and the Orioles from 1952. And let's also send that one. We have some really nice early material coming up for folks like Bob Casale. And for Bruce, and for Dave in Colorado. I know all those nice folks, in addition to their request tonight, enjoy Sonny Till, so we'll send it out to them as well. Just ahead of that, we had a great sound from Larry Chance and the Earls on Rome Records, 1961, one of the flip sides of the big hit, Life is But a Dream, that pretty tune entitled Without You. And that going out especially to Paul Leroy, who I know loves the Earls material and the Mellow Kings, and also to Renee of New York City, who enjoys those fabulous flip sides of big hits. So thank you, Renee, for writing. And also hi to your friend Marie. Have a request for Marie coming up in just a little bit. And thank you also, Marie, for letting us know that you're out there listening. And we'll also say hi to Sylvia and Bob of Long Island with the Earls tune, and also hi to Rose. We began for Don of Connecticut with 16 Tons as done by Marvin and the Chirps featuring Ellis Johnson with a bass lead from 1955 on Tip Top Records out of Richmond, Virginia, one of the bass leads I didn't get to in the recent bass lead special. And thank you, Don, for the request. And then just after that, a great sound from Jimmy Jones and the Pretenders, not often heard by request for Richard McHale. That was entitled Part-Time Sweetheart. Whirlin' Disc Records, part of that Bobby Robinson affiliation on the Whirlin' Disc label from 1957. The Pretenders for Richard McHale. Thank you one and all for supporting Group Harmony Review, requests, dedications. So much to acknowledge tonight, and will be plenty of long sets here on Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, on WFUV.
I love you, love you true.
Love you.
Speaking of Joe Van Lone and his quartet on Carver Records from back in 1953, Until I Fell For You. Going out especially to Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, and thank you for the mail this week and for requesting the great Joe Van Lone, who also sang lead on many of those great Ravens recordings. Just ahead of that, something from 1993. definitely recreating the beautiful harmonies of the 1950s and 60s era. They were the five majors on JG Records from 1993 with their beautiful version of Echo in My Heart. And the five majors consisted of Frank Coletti, Isabella Concepcion, Dominic D'Elia, Charles Damiano, and George Lavatelli. And we'll send that five majors out especially to Buzz Bernicow and also to Ronnie Sherman. Got a special request and dedication coming up right now for a very nice female vocal group from the early 1960s. Want to thank Bobby Adams for writing into the show. And Bobby, a good friend of the music and supporter of Group Harmony Review, and he'd like to dedicate this to a good friend of his who's also a veteran. Both Bobby and his good buddy, veterans, and his friend's daughter, a young lady by the name of Kim, was a member of this vocal group, the Sweethearts, on Brunswick Records, here on Group Harmony Review.
What do you do?
Shine on the lover of my dreams. a pathway leading her straight to my arms. Send down your love light, magical queen of the night. Magic. But until that night, I'll forever pray. Magic moon above, won't you send me someone?
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio, broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Requests and dedications tonight here on Group Harmony Review. Catching up with that mailbag will be more next Saturday night here on WFUV. You can send an email in to yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org, or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458.
As long as I live.
going back to that 1940 sound, especially for Bob Casale, and he definitely enjoys the sound of the Four Blues, who recorded for Apollo Records. And from one of those old relic CD packages, Goodbye 40s and Hello 50s, Volume 1, Apollo Records, The Four Blues, As Long As I Live. And going out especially for you, Bob, and thank you for tuning in to Group Harmony Review. We closed out the first hour with The Valets on John Records in 1959, was originally on the Vulcan label in 58, Sherry, I Love You So. And that going out to Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Just ahead of that, especially for Marie. And great hearing from you, Marie. So glad to know you tune into the show on the internet. And thank you very much for writing. The Rays on XYZ Records with Magic Moon from 1960. Nice one. I haven't featured here on the show in quite a while. So the best out to you, Marie, and also to your friend Renee. And we began with The Sweethearts from 1962 on the Brunswick label, In Between Kisses, especially for Bobby Adams and his good friend's daughter, Kim, who was a member of the group, and both Bobby and his buddy, veterans. And thank you both for your service to the USA. Can't tell you how much we appreciate that. On WFUV's Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m.
The person of you, someday, when that someone who cares for me will say, darling, I'll always be ever loving. I cry at the thought of you, my darling, I confess, if you are the someone, then you'll bring me someone be you.
Do. I cry at the thought of it, my darling, I confess.
If you are the someone, then you'll bring.
even though our love is through, I would swallow all of my pride, then come home and sing to you. Gee, if I thought you needed me, oh, I would be right there with you. No mountain is too high.
every time.
Okay, we began and closed with the Uniques and some really nice things there from the Collector's Corner, and right in the middle, some Hollywood Flames I didn't get to last week on the old 60s edition of the show. I played Devil or Angel on the Atco label from 1960, and I had more great things by the group from 59, so I included them tonight. Let's see, we began with the Uniques on Peacock Records. What a fabulous recording, Somewhere from 1957. Then we had the Hollywood Flames, If I Thought You Needed Me, 1959 on Atco. And just after that, the Flip Side, Every Day, Every Way by the group. A nice WFUV backflip. And then we closed it out also from the Collector's Corner from 1959, the Uniques on World Pacific Records, I Cross My Fingers. And we've got some nice dedications on those Uniques and Hollywood Flame sides, going out especially to our good buddy Rockin' Jim Rigsby, and also to Stu. Thank you for writing, Stu, upstate New York. Great hearing from you. Hi also to Jude in Los Angeles. And also got a very special theme show coming up by suggestion and request for Jim Rigsby. So I thank you for the input, Jim. Also Andy Bohan. I know a big fan of those WFUV backflips, both sides there of the Hollywood Flames on Atco, another one I haven't featured here on the show in quite a while. And also I want to thank Bob Adler for his very nice words into the program and the efforts of yours truly to preserve the music each and every week here on the show after all these years. And I thank you. It really is a labor of love for me. I can't tell you how much I enjoy the music to begin with, and the opportunity to feature it for so many other people who feel the same way is just enormous. And when you combine that with presenting it on the airwaves in New York City on a major public radio station in New York, serving the tri-state area and the internet, well, I feel so fortunate. And I thank all of you for the input and the support. Without you folks, the show just wouldn't be the same. I'd be playing just the music I want to hear, and I enjoy playing the music you want to hear as well. Many of us share the same taste, by the way. And also I want to thank Bob McGinnis for writing in, a good friend out there with Brooklyn roots, just like yours truly. So thank you very much, Bob, and also for your kind words and input. So many of these emails I pass along to the management of the station, and a very big plus for the show. So I thank you one and all for the requests, dedications, and writing to Group Harmony Review. All right, for Joe of Queens, New York, we're going to stay in the Collector's Corner here on WFUV and the Group Harmony Review.
this twilight in the land of ever and between, where the day held no beauty and the night revealed no dreams. I was tossed like a leaf in autumn in a world that never offered love, where the trees never blossom and the clouds. The sun when the clouds depart. You smiled and touched my hand,
and love came to my arms.
I'm lost just the way I like it, in a world that's honeycombed with charm. Now I face sweet tomorrow, for I'm lost in your.
you through. I gave you my heart, you broke it in two. Darling, tell me, how could you?
Really beautiful sound from the Del Vikings on the Mercury label. Wow. 1958. How could you? Just ahead of that, the Casanovas for Apollo Records, That's All. And just prior to that, a great 1960s version of One Summer Night, thanks to Anthony and the Sophomores. And we began with the Spartans on Capri Records, Lost. The Spartans on Capri by request for Joe out there in Elmhurst, Queens. And Anthony and the Sophomores, One Summer Night, continuing with our summer theme each week, mixing in some summer songs, as has been requested by listeners. Then we had the Casanovas on Apollo, especially for Nate down there in Montego Bay. The very best out to you, Nate, and all the folks who listen in with you. And also your friends here in the Bronx. And got something for Bruce, by the way, by the Ink Spots, coming up in this next set. So the very best out to Bruce Atchison as well. And then we closed it out with the Del Vikings from 1958, How Could You? And we'll send that one out especially to Bobby Walker. And thank you so much, Bobby, for getting in touch with the show and your very kind mail. And so great to hear about how much we can do to preserve the music of groups like the Del Vikings and the Students, who I featured earlier, and so many of the great vocal groups from that era. So special indeed to me, to you, and to so many of us. Every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m., join me here on Group Harmony Review. Yours truly, Dan Romanello. A thrill, a pleasure, and an honor to be here with you each week and present this music. Got another special dedication coming up right now. Paul of Jersey City, thank you so much for writing, Paul. And he'd like to dedicate this next record to his good friend Mike and also to Mike's son, Chris. And Mike was a member of a vocal group in the late 50s called the Troys. He was the lead singer of the Troys. And going to play your record now, Mike. And thank you, Paul, for writing in. And hi also to Chris.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-ding-dong, 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 ding-a-ling-a-ling-ding-dong.
greatest mistake was falling in love, falling in love with you. My greatest I hoped and I prayed someday it would be my greatest mistake, my greatest heartache was falling in
darling, you know, my greatest mistake was falling in love. And I mean falling in love with a beautiful gal like you. You know, I made another mistake. Know what that was? Just dreaming of you and being foolish enough to think that all my dreams was bound to come true. You know, it should have been easy for me to see that, honey child, you never loved me. Of course, I hoped and I prayed that maybe someday it could be.
My greatest mistake, my greatest.
I'm yours to command. I come alive at the touch of your hand. And though I try, I can't understand the mystery of you. You seem to share every mood that I feel. You're like a dream that's too good to be real. Why do I scheme in vain to reveal the mystery of you? You have a haunting allure that binds me. A magic you alone possess. What is this fascination that binds me? A willing slave to your caress. You hold me close and the thrill is so new. Your lips meet mine and they give me a clue.
They say in time I'll learn the answer to the mystery of you. You have a haunting allure that binds me, a magic you alone possess. What is this fascination that binds me? A willing slave to your caress. You hold me close and the thrill is so new. Your lips meet mine and they give me a clue. They say in time I'll learn the answer to the
Very nice side there by the Platters from 1957 on the Mercury label, The Mystery of You. Going out especially to Frank B. And thank you, Frank, keeping us featuring the great sounds of Tony Williams and the Platters on the Federal label, on the Mercury label. And I got to tell you, so many of the listeners join you in their love of that very popular and influential vocal group. Just ahead of that, the Ink Spots, that time Charles Fuqua's Ink Spots on the Verve label from 1957, My Greatest Mistake, going out especially to Bruce Atchison. And thank you, Bruce, for the request, the fabulous Ink Spots, the Platters. And we began especially for Paul of Jersey City, going out to his buddy Mike and to Chris. And Mike was the lead singer of the Troys in 1959 on OK Records with Ding-a-ling, Ding-dong. On WFUV in New York City on the Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Let's see, we've been touching upon just about everything. Didn't get to the gospel and didn't get to the a cappella. So coming up right now, I know how much Renee mentioned she enjoys great gospel vocal group harmony. Well, here's a beauty by the Rust College Quintet. I'm going to catch up with more of the mail before we leave tonight. Let me also say hi to Wally of New York City, who definitely enjoyed the lady shows. And thank you, Wally, for writing. Also, Stephen, I appreciate the mail and your comments about all the theme songs I use on Group Harmony Review. Sent you a list of everything I use. Tonight, we played Big Heavy at the crossover 1 a.m. ID by Cozy Eagleston on States Records. So meant to dedicate that one especially to you, Stephen, and thank you for listening. Hi also to Kenny. I appreciate hearing from you, Kenny. Also, Bobby of the Bronx. Kevin, been meaning to get to that special feature. There's so much to catch up on, but thank you for listening and for writing into Group Harmony Review, and we'll be getting to more of that in the weeks ahead. Especially for Renee, as mentioned, here's some great gospel vocal group harmony. I know she enjoyed God Save America by the Spirit of Memphis Quartet we featured on July 4th weekend. Here's the Rust College Quintet on WFUV.
Boom, 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 whoa.
I had a talk with God last night.
Ooh.
He said that everything would be all right.
Ooh.
Just kneel and pray every night.
Ooh.
And today,
oh,
his tender hand would direct my way.
Boom, 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 ooh.
He told me,
ooh,
of the great beyond,
ooh,
where war and strife
never come. And then and there I knew from the start that I had a talk with God.
Boom, 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 woo.
He pointed to the skies up above and love. Right then and there I knew from the start that I had a talk with God.
Boom, 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 boom.
He pointed to the stars up above in my heart peace and love. Right then and there I knew from the start that I had a talk with God.
Just magnificent. The Rust College Quintet. Some dynamite a cappella gospel style on the Klondike label from their LP, Solid Rock Spirit. I Had a Talk with God. And thank you for requesting more gospel. Thank you. That one went out especially to Renee in New York City. And I also want to send it out to Billy. My friend Billy out there in Long Island, another veteran, and thank you very much, Billy, for staying in touch with Group Harmony Review. Hi also to Ernest. Dave of Colorado, we got your special request coming up. It might be perfect to close out the show with. So another fabulous Roots group, and thank you for listening on the internet. And Buzz Bernicow, who also enjoys the great a cappella sounds of the Sparrows Quartet. I have a gospel tune up right now by the Sparrows, and you may or may not have ever heard this one. It's kind of rare. There were two issues of the Christmas song by the Sparrows Quartet on Jet Records back in the 1970s. The flip side of one was entitled We Sing for Fun, and I featured that quite often on the show. And the flip side, a beautiful gospel tune, very unique. And so this one going out especially to Buzz, a big fan of the Sparrows Quartet. And also we'll say hi to Dominic. I remember those guest spots Dom D'Elia did here on the show, and some with yours truly. And those are some of the shows I'm even thinking of re-airing, as I've been getting requests to go way back into my early years of joining the show, perhaps re-air my very first program here on WFUV, requests to re-air the Dave Antrell show, since I so often reference it. Many of the listeners hadn't had the opportunity to hear that. Might be nice to re-air that and archive it here at the station, since it goes back so many years. But here now, the Sparrows Quartet on Jet Records. He is my friend.
Bum, 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 bum,
sometimes
bum, bum,
I feel, sometimes I love, just like a child, when I'm so blue.
Talk about perfection in a cappella, rhythm and blues, vocal group harmony. The Sparrows Quartet on Jet Records from back in the 1970s, circa 1973-74. He is my friend. And once again, going to dedicate that to all those nice folks, to Buzz Bernicow, and hi also to Dominic D'Elia. And I also want to send that one out to Jim Rigsby. I know how much Jim enjoys the Rust College Quintet and the Sparrows Quartet. And also to Billy of Long Island, to Ernest, and Dave of Colorado. Got your request up now, we're going to leave you with. So this is Dan Romanello. Can't tell you how much I enjoyed the Requests and Dedications edition. Got another one for you coming up and another special theme. I hope you enjoyed the program tonight, and I'd love to hear from you with either an email to danromanello@wfuv.org or to write to the Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. Here are the Delta Rhythm Boys by request for Dave of Colorado, and how appropriate, every time we say goodbye. This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Thanks for listening, folks.
We say goodbye.